The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This common mid to late summer annual flower wasn't always the darling of the garden. When it was first discovered in its native Mexico by the Spanish, it was so unattractive it was called mal de ojo, or sickness of the eyes. Not a great beginning for a flower. But through years of breeding, the zinnia has transformed into one of our favorite garden flowers. Zinnias are native to the Americas, and like chrysanthemums and dahlias, there are a variety of flower sizes and shapes, such as cactus, dahlia, double, and button types. They come in all colors of the rainbow. Some of my favorites are the profusion zinnias for their small mounding habit, single or double flowers, and a variety of flower colors. Zowie Yellow Flame has an ostentatious name that matches the bright yellow and red colored flowers on this 2-foot-tall plant. Cinderella Peach is a new variety with unique salmon-colored double flowers with creamy rose-colored petals on 3 to 4 foot-tall plants. If you have trouble with powdery mildew disease, try the Oklahoma series. This double-flowered button type comes in colors such as salmon and yellow on 3-foot-tall plants. Zinnias are easy to grow directly seeded in spring or as transplants started indoors about 4 weeks earlier. They need full sun and well-drained, fertile, moist soil to get started. We like to plant zinnias in amongst our perennial flowers to add mid to late season color. We also grow them in the vegetable garden for beauty, to attract beneficial insects, and for cutting. Check out Gardens Now to mark down varieties you'd like to try in your own garden next year. And now for this week's tip. This is a time to transplant herb plants such as rosemary, chives, and parsley into pots for bringing indoors in about a month or so. Place them in a part shade location and keep them well watered. Transplanting now will give them time to adjust to the container. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about unusual winter squash. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.